Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm kind of think we may have some technical difficulties going on this morning. Okay. Well, anyway, all is well, and I want to welcome each one of you to the show today. I'm grateful that you're able to tune in, and grateful you're here with us. So we're going to move along, regardless, although we may have a little technical difficulty, but we're going to do what we do. So welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And happy Mother's Day to all you beloved mothers out there. I'm so grateful for you and so grateful to that you're still here with us on the planet. I have to tell you guys, if you have a mother, you need to treat her with the highest and most respect, because mothers are precious gifts. And you may not realize that till you no longer have a mom here on the planet. You will fully understand what I mean. If you, unfortunately, if you lose your mom, you'll realize how precious mothers are. And that's a beautiful thing to have your mom here with you. And if you that blessed and fortunate to be able to still have your mom, then I would advise you to really appreciate the fact that she is here with you. And it's an important thing, guys. So honor and respect your mom. It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, we're going to move on this morning with the show. And you know that all of you who have been listening for a while know that I always do a prayer before showtime. And today will be no different. We're going to open up prayer, open up the day with prayer time, and to make sure that all is well. I'm still not quite sure we're having a little technical difficulty, but that's okay. You know, sometimes these things happen, and that's all part of the process. But anyway, we're going to move forward. We're going to give gratitude and thanks this morning for God allowing us to participate and allowing us to be here on the air this morning. Thank you, God. We're grateful for that. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for all that you have allowed us to be and all that you are allowing us to participate. And we thank you, God, for all that you have allowed us to experience this weekend, that we will continue to grow and continue to expand our consciousness in a way that is for our highest good. And we give gratitude and thanks to you, God, for just being God in our lives and thanking us and allowing us to move forward in a higher state of consciousness and awareness. We give gratitude for this wonderful day that you have allowed us to participate in. And we know that you are the source of all the goods and all that we have in our lives. So we will continually to grow and continually to ask you, God, to continue to bless us in the way that you have blessed us and continue to allow us to expand and to be better in every aspect of our lives, that we will continue to expand our consciousness and continue to allow our spirits to become more powerful and more aware, that we will constantly understand that we are in full control of our lives, that you are the source, that you will give us energy and give us the will to be able to move forward and to be able to do that which we need to do. So we say thank you, God, for just being God in our lives. And thank you, God, for allowing us to have this one more day of experience. And we give thanks. Most of all, God, we pray for those beloved ones who are on the front lines and who are actually helping to with the pandemic and all the other activities that are happening. We are grateful for that. We are so grateful that these individuals are there to support us and to help us. And we know, it, God, through your will, and through your will only, that we have that support and we have that energy of those beloved ones there to support us. So we are grateful for all there is. So thank you, God, for allowing it to be. And we are happy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all there is. We are grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you, God. So thank you, beloved ones. look, we're back up and everything is working back to normal. We had a little challenge this morning with the technology. You know, some days these things can be a little off kilter, but that's okay. We know that it's okay, and we just pray to God give us the strength to move forward and do what we need to do. Okay, today's show is one of very interested topic that may be a little taboo for some of you out there, but that's okay. If you're open and receptive to understanding and becoming aware of that which is for your highest good, then you will enjoy today's show. Today, ye are gods. And let me just start the show off with a few Bibles of scripture so you will have a full understanding of where I'm going with this topic, okay? Because this is a very explosive topic for many people. And John 10, verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods?" Let me just repeat it to you. John 10, 34, Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods?" And when at that time, Jesus was being prosecuted for saying that it is God and him who's doing the work, and that it is God who's powering the work, and God and him was one. And the people wanted to stone him and wanted to ridicule him for making such a statement. And the first thing they holler, blasphemy, kill him, stone him, you know. And that's how Jesus told them, hey, is it not written in your books that you are gods? And what Jesus was referring to is in Psalms 82:6. I said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Let me repeat that, beloved one. Psalms 82, verse 6, I said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Okay? So now, if you're wondering why the Holy Bible call you gods, it's because you and I are made in the image of God, and we are created, and God created our souls. We were made in the direct image of God, and God created our souls. Now, this simply means that you don't look like God, but your spiritual structure is God. And that's why they're saying your DNA, which, you as you know, your DNA is one of the strongest components of your physical body. But your there's a spiritual DNA as well. And your spiritual DNA is created out of that same essence of the gods who created you. So that's very, very important for you to understand. Your spiritual DNA is exactly the same as your creator. That's why they said that you are gods, because the fact that you're a creator and you put their DNA inside of you. You are an extension of God here on planet Earth. You are God's hands and feet doing the work, you know, and doing what is necessary. Like I said, though, you're not going to hear this talk in any other format in a traditional church setting. They just won't go there. It's a taboo. Although they claim they follow Jesus, but yet they won't listen to the words of Jesus. That's what's amazing to me, that people who claim to follow Jesus, but then they selectively select the thing that they feel is that they can follow. And it's okay if people choose to do that. I guess we all kind of select what we choose to listen to and choose what we want to become part of our consciousness. Okay. But anyway, you are not going to hear a traditional sermon about you being gods and goddesses. And because what I'm going to share with you today, like I said, will be considered blasphemy in most Christian circles, which is, I don't understand it. It's really just ludicrous. Even after Jesus said it was the real deal, we still don't want to believe it. We believe only part of what we want to hear. That's why I want to share some scriptures with you up front so you can understand this was not something that I just came up with or something that I decided to talk about. No, I'm basing this on scripture. I'm basing you on the Bible, if you believe in the Bible. I mean, I got, you know, people who are Muslim and Buddhist and all nationalities and all religion, all backgrounds. But if you are a follower of Christianity and you've read a Christian Bible, you would go back and verify those scriptures that I told with you. And please, by all means, when you can listen to the show, go back and read it for yourself. It's John 10:34, and Psalms 82:6. Okay, go read it for yourself, love it. Don't take my word for it. Just follow up on it for yourself. Okay, it's amazing how narrow-minded some of our traditional folks are, you know, and I've been one of the traditional folks too. I grew up in a Baptist church for most of my life, and well, not most of my life. I begin to sort of shift my thinking along in my spiritual growth when in my late 20s and early 30s. Although I didn't kind of like a break away from the traditional church philosophy till, you know, maybe I was in my kind of like in my late 40s and 50s, really. You know, I was sort of had one foot in and one foot out. You know how some of you are. You know, you kind of dip in, you dip out. But it's okay. You know, but that's what I followed until I really began to understand. And I still call myself a modern-day Christian. You know, because I am a believer and follower of Jesus, okay? I am a believer of Jesus. Okay, and I have no shame to that. That's the deity, and that's the individual that I follow and I respect, because I understand that the metaphysical teachings of Jesus, I understand who he was and his purpose and reasoning for being here. And he was definitely a metaphysician, okay? Jesus was a metaphysician. And that's, so it's easy for me to be able to follow the teachings of Jesus without a shadow of a doubt that it's something that I believe and accept. But even these words coming out of Jesus' mouth almost got him stoned to death, and it surely got him in trouble with the religious leaders of those days for speaking in that way, that I am one with God. They didn't want to hear that. To them, that was surely something that was not to be said out of the mouth of any individual, as they say, ordinary man. But Jesus let them know that, hey, I am one with God and God is one with me. And if you guys can't handle that, that's on you. I'm telling you the truth as I see it. So, but that philosophy and that understanding became part of the conspiracy that Jesus was being charged with. And when the Jewish leaders went back to the Roman government to have them to prosecute Jesus, they threw that one in the deal too. You know, hey, this ordinary man, I'm going around talking about he is God. We can't have that. You know, we can't have people believing that they have abilities as God. We don't want that, and we need to have this squashed and taken care of. But it didn't stop Jesus from his way of being and the way of teaching. Okay? So, beloved ones, let me truly tell you, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are spiritual first. Although your physical body is what you see every day, but your inner man, inner being, is the power that motivates you, the power that keeps you going. It is that soul, that spirit that wakes you up every morning. When you wake up in the morning, take your first breath, it is not your physical body that is allowing that to happen. It is your spirit inside of you that is allowing you to experience that day. You are listening to me today because your spirit is allowing it to be. If your spirit did not want you to be listening, you would be gone. Okay, beloved one? So always recognize that spiritual being inside of you as being the power source. That is the power from which you are operating from. That is where you are, where your power come from. And your temple, your body is very important too. But your body is something that you chose, that you needed in order to come here to fulfill your spiritual mission. and to work on your individual karma, as in what you need to take from one life to another life. You chose that physical body, whether you be male, whether you be female, whether you be black, white, red, blue, whatever, you chose it. You chose that body because you know what you needed to what you were working on and what you needed to do. So, and fortunately, I think it's fortunate that you do not carry your memories from one life to another, because it would be very difficult for a lot of us to be able to function. And sometimes people do have problems with their life intertwining into from one to another, and your past life's kind of seeping in at some point. But from a conscious and a subconscious position, you your memory has been closed. When you came through the birth channel, your memory was taken out. You have no memory of your past lives, and that's a good thing that you have no memories of those things. Okay, but every life and every aspect that you have lived has been recorded, beloved one. There's a thing called the Akashic Records. And these records are kept in the spiritual realm, and they are maintained and guarded by angels, okay? These are some of the angels that their duty is specifically just to guard your records and keep account of your every incarnation. Every incarnation you have ever had on this planet or any other planet is recorded in these spiritual records, okay? Now, one can obtain and one can access these Akashic records if they know how to, if they have the ability to be able to do that. They can do that. They can go to a person who has the ability to read their Akashic records, or they can learn how to do that on their own. But and going into your Akashic records is something very sacred, beloved ones. And God knows that someone who is doing your reading go into your Akashic records with nothing but honorable means, and they go in and try to manipulate you anyway based on the information they discover about you and your Akashic records, they will have hell to pay. They will come out crippled, deformed, and their lives would be a disaster. You cannot go into one's Akashic records and come out and play with that. That's something that you have to be very, very serious about, beloved one, when people do that, okay? So, as we were talking earlier, you are God's eyes, mouth, and ears, hands here on planet Earth. You are God expressing himself through your physical body, you see? When the gods created Earth, and then they said, okay, we have created this beautiful planet. We have created this beautiful universe. So now what? And that is the time where the God say, in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image. And I want you to sort of emphasize that. Let us make man in our image. So, beloved one, there was not just one spiritual being there making all the decisions. Our spiritual image, okay? After our likeness, to rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the air and over the living stock all over the earth itself, every creation or for every creator that crawled upon it. There were individual spiritual beings, not just one, that said, let us make man in our image. And that image, again, was not your physical body. The images were your spiritual essence that lived within you. That was the image that they were talking about. That's when I said to you earlier that your DNA is the same as that DNA that rests in your physical body is the same that's in God. And you can take that to the bank, brothers and sisters. You are a direct descendant of the creators who created you. So you are truly God's children. Your physical body, yes, that's your parents. You selected that body because that's what you needed as a soul to your temple for you to be able to come here and do your work. You had to have a physical body because you would not be able to accomplish much without this physical body here on planet Earth. Because, first of all, no one could look at you because your spirit is so bright and so luminous, you would not be able to, people could not even look at your spirit. It's so vibrant and so powerful, okay? So that's why you chose a physical body, and that's it was necessary. So you are representing the Creator and representing all that God is. And see, the Creator gave you and me a magnificent gift. And when I mean gifts, I'm talking about a magnificent gift. And this gift is called free will, you see? But this gift called free will can be the best and the greatest and the most awesome thing that we could have in our whole tool of wisdom and knowledge and everything. But in the same time, it can also be your worst nightmare, beloved one. Believe me that when you have the ability to make choices in your life, and you choose, your life ended up based on the choices you made. Each one of us are in position that we are today based on our free will, based on the choices and decisions we made for our lives during our process. Regardless of how old we are, we made decisions for ourselves. And each decision we made for ourselves affects how our life turned out. Okay, beloved one? So every time you make a decision, you are co-creating with that God force inside of you, okay? So be careful and select what you choose for yourself, all right? So now, and you have to, even with your free will, you are an individualized expression of God. Yes, you have free will, but you are still expressing God as an individualized expression of God. I'm not like you. You are not like me. We all have different fingerprints. We all have different, charts. So we are individuals. And so if you was measuring and you could see our spirits and soul, you would see that each one of them are different also. We are different. We are individualized expression of God. So none of us are the same, beloved one. And that's okay. That's the beautiful thing. Just imagine the world if everybody was the same, what that would be like, okay? That could be quite challenging in itself. That means that you and I are in charge of our own lives. So, you know, whatever you do, you have responsibilities still, beloved one. You have responsibility for your life because you created your life, okay? So you have to take responsibility for your life, regardless of what. Whatever you do, you cannot go around blaming anyone because things have not turned out the way that you want it to be, especially if you are made it into your fourth quarter of existence. And I'm talking about living in the fourth quarter for a lot of people. I'm talking about 50 and above, you know, then you're more likely in your fourth quarter. For some people, the fourth quarter could be even earlier. All depends on when they leave out. But when I'm speaking of the fourth quarter, I'm usually thinking about people that's at least 50 years old and 60 years old. Of course, as you get into your 70s, you're definitely in your fourth quarter of your life. And at this point, you should take full responsibility for everything that your life has turned out to be. Don't blame anyone else for whatever it is that you are experiencing. Be grateful, if anything, that you're still here and just because it has not gone as perfect as you deemed it to go at this point, you still have an opportunity to make it what you want to make it, okay? And because you do have the power, beloved one. We'll talk a little bit more about that. You still have the power to control your life. You really need to recognize who you are. And unfortunately, most of us have no clue who we truly are. And this is what we want to talk about. about you being able to understand who you are. You see, beloved one, the opulence of God has already been placed on planet Earth. As Kathy, I don't know, many of you may know about Catherine Ponder. She was a Unity minister, and she lived in California. And she would always say, there's gold dust in the air. And that simply means that there is there's prosperity everywhere. There's prosperity everywhere because the creative God force allows that prosperity to flow. So each one of us have the ability to tap in. And all we must do, of course, is to be able to understand who we are. You and I are children of the Most High God, beloved one. So you and I have the divine right to the opulence that God has put on the planet. This is our inherited rights. And we have forced our subconscious mind and locked out the ability to realize how much that we deserve. And we need to understand, yes, you have to put forth some energy to bring this into your life, but it's here for you already. You know, there's no free lunch in the universe, so you have to be willing to do something. If it's no more than you having faith and belief that it's there, that's taking a step, beloved one. So you have that energy, you have that ability to be able to do that. So I'm telling you here, you can bring forth the things you need when you need to bring it. The key is to be able to tap into that source. And that's where most of us kind of get lost, that we don't know how to be able to tap into the God source that brings about goodness and the healing and all the wonderful things that we have at our disposal. Because, see, when you came into through birth, you came in with the inherited rights of being able to enjoy and being able to participate in these wonderful things. It was your inherited rights. You already came into the earth realm with that, beloved one. And unfortunately, as you got older and went through, you locked out your ability to understand what you were deserving of. Not, you know, you would think that you would grow more as you get older. But you do if you know how to tap in and know how to use your life to your highest good and how to be positive and how to bring about and tap into your mental power and the power of your brain and your power of your thought, because you're a powerful being. You are so, so powerful, beloved ones. I just cannot over tell you that. And I think you have heard me share with you many times about my experience, of doing the fire walk with Tony Robbins and walking on 2,000 degrees of hot cold. And it made me realize that if I could get my mental mind to that state where I was able to do that and not be burnt and not to get myself in a situation that was just a tip. I'm not utilizing my full potential when I'm not obtaining and doing all the other things that I'm capable of doing. I'm guilty of that myself, even though I know, but I'm still don't always live up to my true potential. And I understand that, and neither do you. Neither do you, beloved one. Most of us are not living only at 10% or 12% maybe of our true potential. You have more power than you can even realize. But unfortunately, so many of us have been programmed with negative energy due to society as a whole and due to those people who raised us up, brought us up, and the people that we associate with. And negatively, we have bought into the idea that we are not worthy of God's blessings and wonder, and we are not capable of these things because we have bought into the idea that we don't deserve it or we are not capable of it. And that's a lie. You are deserving, beloved ones, and you are deserving. So from this day on, begin to understand that you deserve to be able to have God's wonders, have God's blessings in your life, and to be able to have the miracles that beloved Jesus talked about and beloved Jesus did. You deserve that. You see, beloved one, the same mind and same spirit that was in Jesus is the same mind and spirit that's in you and I right now. We have the same mind, the same spirit that Jesus had. So why is it we not able to accomplish the things that Jesus was able to accomplish? Jesus did was an above exceptionally spiritual being, came in through immaculate conception, but even in that process, he still took on the spirit and the energy of a human being. So that means that his mind and his spirit was the same as all other men and women, just like you and I. We had the same. He had nothing more than we had from his childhood, his birth. Jesus was also, even though he came, he was also taught. Jesus was taught to bring out these things that he had inside of him. Thank God that he had people who taught him. And I think last week, if you listened to the show before that, you heard me talk about Jesus' grandmother, who was so powerful in his life, who took him under her wings and took him to different parts of the world and taught him all kinds of things. So he was being taught and how to expand and utilize his mind power. Well, you know what? The same knowledge that Jesus had to go and travel to, that same knowledge is out there for you and I too. If we look at it, you can go almost just on YouTube nowadays and almost research and tap into anything that you just about want to have and to be able to have full understanding. If you're looking for wisdom and knowledge, it's there. Whatever you go to research for, it's there. Okay, so he had to go to these special wisdom schools. You have this wisdom now at the tip of your fingertips. You can still access yourself into that wisdom and knowledge that beloved Jesus had. Jesus was very profound in the way that he performed his miracles. It was very profound. But more than anything, Jesus' mindset was totally at another level of consciousness that most of us are. His consciousness, his spiritual consciousness, and his spiritual awareness of God was at a different level than you and I find ourselves at. He truly understood that it was the God force inside of him that was allowing him to expand his consciousness here on earth, okay? And beloved Jesus told us that in many ways. He also so beautifully told us that the work that I do, you can do it also. So why are we doing it? Why are we not doing it? It's a matter of our belief system, beloved ones, and our thoughts of who and who we are. Our identity of who we are has been forged and locked in, and we do not understand who we are. See, Jesus had full understanding that Yahshuah, which is Jesus' full name, Yahshuah had full understanding and power that the miracles that he was doing was not something that he was doing from his ego or from out of his understanding, but he knew it was the God force inside of him, the God force inside of him that was allowing him to perform at that level. You see, he had no misunderstanding that within himself he had no power, but he knew. And when I say no power, from an ego standpoint, your humanistical side. But he understood his spiritual side, that I am present inside of him was all powerful. All powerful, beloved one. Your I am present is all powerful. All you must do is just learn how to tap into and how to utilize it to your advantage when you so desire to do it. And see, that is the only difference between us and Jesus is the faith that Jesus had in his belief system and his honor and request and understanding that God and him was one. He knew that he was a child of God. He knew that God's DNA was active inside of him, and he had a full understanding. Yes, he learned a lot of that through training, but some of it was just osmosis. He understood. But yes, some of it because he was able to perform so many different things because he learned how to perform these tasks. And he learned how to, he was trained to be able to do certain things and to be able to perform certain miracles. You know, that came from out of his training. That's when Jesus was training in Egypt and in India and Baba Ji's temple and in India. He was trained to be able to do all these miracles and gifts. Jesus had to be trained too. So you and I too can train ourselves to do these things too if we are not committed. And when if we are not so our subconscious minds are so blocked with lack of understanding and knowledge, then we would be able to understand this too. But we have a lot to be able to overcome and be able to do it. And we still have the power to do it, beloved ones. We just simply have to learn how to tap into our own of who we truly are. We simply have to have faith and understand that we too are one with God. Okay. Matter of fact, I have a couple posters in my house and I just put it everywhere. God and I are one because I want me to be able to understand that I am connected with God. And I want to reinforce that idea and understanding every day that I am connected with God as my source, as my power. You see, beloved ones, that's what we really need to be able to understand and be connected with the idea that you and God are one. There's no separation. There's no deviation. And that is why the Bible says that ye are God's, because it understands that you are part of God's family because you have the same DNA. You know, I wish that I had a wand, a magic wand, that I could just put it to you and even at myself and give us instant faith to understand and if an instant consciousness and awareness to be able to understand who we truly are. Because we're missing out on so much because of lack of wisdom and knowledge of who we are, beloved ones. It's happening. So we have to find a way to build our faith up. See, the faith is just like a muscle. You have to work at building your faith, beloved ones. It's there. You're born with faith, but it becomes diminished as you longer you live in certain ways because of your disappointments and things that happen. You stop believing in faith, but you have to wait. You have to develop your faith just like you would have to develop your physical body. If you were being a bodybuilder, you were working out, you have to develop your faith. You have to really begin to work on your faith muscle to get it to be stronger. And one of the number one steps to that is to be able to understand that you are connected with God. You are connected with God. Every day, every moment, every second of the day, I want you to focus on that you and God are one. That is when your faith begin to take off, when you begin to understand and have full understanding that you are moving in that direction. And let no one tell you any different. Don't let anyone tell you that you are separate from God. You know, out of the old traditional church we come out of, they want you to believe that, hey, you know, you got to look up in the sky and that God's 1,000 miles up in the sky and that we have to pray to this God in the sky and hopefully our prayers will get through and that we'll be able to tap into God because, fortunately enough, our prayers were able to get through the ethers and through the up into the atmosphere to be able to reach God. And then for all of us who didn't believe that, we believe that we had to honor the ministers and the preachers who were able to have a certain contact with God that we didn't have with God. What foolishness. What foolishness. No, man, I don't have any more assets to God than you do. You know, I'm just a vessel. I'm just sharing with you, remind you who you are. But I have no more power than you do to be able to connect with God. So we all are equal when it comes to those particular things. So we have to learn that we are connected with God because we are, and we don't have to look outside of ourselves. But the old way of things were training you made you feel that you were separate from God. And that's why it was so hard for so many of us to be able to be successful and to have things that we need in order to be able to connect, because we believed that we had to, that we were so far from God and we had to do all these things to be able to be acceptable for God to be able to hear us. Out of all the millions and billions of people on the planet, we had to be able to get our prayers through that God can hear us as an individual. No, beloved one. Stop it. Stop believing that stuff, okay? The God force that you need is right inside of you, right there with you at all times. You don't have to look out. You don't have to go to no church. You don't even have to listen to me. I'm just here to remind you, you know. But you can do this through your own thoughts and feelings. And some of us have to work a little harder than others, because some of us have been more programmed than other people. We have had more experiences of negativity that locks our subconscious mind and make us not feel deserving and not feel as if that we should have these wonderful things of God. And most of all, that we're not even connected with God. That's what the big problem is, beloved ones. So we have to work hard to remove these subconscious blocks. We have to, because it's all, but if you're not feeling totally connected with God, it's because somewhere inside of your subconscious mind, you have bought into the idea that you wasn't connected, that you wasn't worthy, that you were not capable of being one with God. You see, beloved one, that means back to the idea of working on your faith muscle, beginning to put that faith muscle in the place to begin to believe again. You have to learn how to believe again. You know, children are so creative. If you see children have imaginations like unbelievable. And so some of us, as adults, we have to learn to tap into our child, and the child inside of us, to be able to allow our imagination to be able to become part of our beings again, that we can imagine and believe. Children are always imagining and believing that they are something, or they are this, or they are that. And, you know, some of these children have these imaginations because from what they were in their past lives are coming in sometimes. So they tell you about who they were and what they were doing, and it's amazing. That especially some of these indigo children are absolutely amazing as the things that they are allowing to show up in their lives and what they're able to do. But even at the younger children are with their creative imagination, and you and I have to begin to tap into our creative imagination as well. We have to learn, we have to go back to our childhood so we can utilize imagination and use that as a path. Beloved one, do you know that nothing shows up in your life that you don't first allow it mentally to come into your life? Okay? You have to visualize and be able to hold images and be able to allow things, even things that you think are just showing up, they ain't just showing up. They're showing up because at some point you believe it to be true, and you believe it to be what you wanted, and you held some kind of image of it, okay? And it then eventually showed up. But we have to be able to see things and feel things as if they are, even if it has not showed up yet. That is one of the key for using your ability for your imagination. You have to have the ability to see things that have not physically showed up in your life as if it has showed up, okay? And if you're not sure about that, don't go around sharing with other people about what you want to do and what you want. You're dissipating your energy. You keep it to yourself so you can be strong enough to believe and see it in your mind's eye and believe it, okay? Because other people can't see what you see or experience what you see, so no way in the world they're going to be able to identify with what you want, because they have no idea, and they don't see it as you see it, okay? So you need to be able to have the ability to be able to hold an image of that particular thing that you want to show up in your life as if it's already showed up. You know, if you want to go on a trip, you have to be able to see yourself already on the trip. You have to see yourself there, see yourself experiencing the things you would experience if you were there. If you want a new car, whatever, you have to see yourself already driving the car, see yourself already part of owning the car. Okay? You have to do that. You want a relationship. You have to see in your mind's eye of you being in a relationship with someone that's loving and caring and sharing and spiritual with you. You have to feel it and know it. You may not be able to identify the person's face or what he may look like, but you can still hold that image of a spiritual being connected with you and being one with you and becoming part of you. You have the ability to do that, beloved ones. You can still do those things. You can have those, so you hold on to those things. And you can also use your imagination to realize that you are connected with God and understand you are. And, of course, last, you have to learn how to be able to pray to your Creator to increase your faith and give you the ability to have discipline, beloved one, because in order to create your faith, you're going to have to be disciplined about it. Because apparently you haven't been very disciplined up to this point if it ain't showing up the way you wanted to show up. So we have to learn how to tap into our have faith. I'm going to suggest to you, each one of you, there is a YouTube program, and there's a gentleman by the name of Robert Russell. So you drag it down. Robert Russell is on YouTube, and his whole program is about how faith works. And I would highly suggest that you go and listen to some of it. I think he's got like about 18 books, you know, out there. And he talks about faith and other things that necessity for your spiritual growth. So tap in, beloved ones. Listen to these series, and they will help you to be able to understand how to tap into to use your muscle, your spiritual muscle. So every time you listen to those kind of things or anything that talks about faith and talks about your connection with God, you are increasing your spiritual muscle. You're increasing your spiritual muscle that you're allowing it to be able to come forth and to be able to utilize that power within you. So tap into the ways to be able to do that, beloved ones. Utilize the things that you have around you to help you to be able to become stronger. And so you also have to learn how to use your own affirmations. Use affirmations. I mean, like I tell you, I must say it 100 times, 200, 300 times, God and I are one. I just go around all day and saying that. I just go around all day and I repeat those words, God and I are one, because I want to connect to God and be in that source, okay? So you have to find the words and the affirmations that work for you, but that one is working for me. And every day I'm feeling closer to that God force inside of me because I'm realizing that I am one with that God force. Because I want to be able to have the mind of Jesus to be that connected to God. And apparently I would think that a lot of you want to be that way too. If not, you wouldn't be probably listening to this show to get the information about how to be able to connect to your source. You want that power. You want that information too. You want to be able to be that connected to God. So that's why you're opening yourself up to want to be able to learn and to be able to understand how to tap in to be able to bring these things to you. This is not foreign language, beloved one. Believe it. We have the ability to do this, but we have to do the work to do it. Ain't nobody going to come and give us, open up our brains or open up our faith to just make it instantly happen. We have to be willing to do it and have to be willing to bring about. So we have to dive into information. And most of all, stay away from negative people. Stay away from negative people who are not seeing or not in the spiritual realm that you are. I mean, sometimes you got to deal with people that are out, but when your association and people that you allow in your space, you allow in your space spiritual people who are seeing and have unspiritual consciousness too. Those are the people that will help you to be able to grow and to be able to bring this into you, okay? And be able to allow you to be able to expand your consciousness. Each one of you feed each other to help each other. Because, beloved one, there is no doubt that you are a child of God. You truly are. You're a child of God. So that make you gods and goddesses. And say it and feel proud of it. And don't let nobody deter you from that understanding and awareness and consciousness about who you are. Okay? You know, if you think people are going to put you down for that, then don't discuss it with them. You can have your own belief system to yourself. You ain't got to go around telling people about what you truly believe. okay? You can keep it to your own self what you believe. You have a right to your own belief and your own system, so always tap into it and keep that energy to yourself. You don't have to, because most people are not going to understand where you're coming from when you tell them that you are a goddess, that, hey, I'm a goddess or I'm a god. You know, they're not going to relate to that. They're going to assume and think, hey, this person is being egotistical, or they don't know, or of course, are they being blasphemy, or they saying something they shouldn't be saying. No, beloved one. God has no problem with you identifying yourself with the gods. It's okay. It's okay to say and feel these things. But if you're not around people that can accept it and understand it, then don't waste your time. Don't cast pearls in front of swine. And that simply means don't allow your good energy to go out and to be around people who don't understand you and do not be who are not conscious of what it is that you know and you are aware of, that you allow yourself to be around people who have the ability and have the understanding and connected to the same spiritual vibe that you are. That's how you grow, by being in those environments. And take every opportunity you can to be able to listen and to be in groups or be around conscious spiritual people. That's how you, it's just like watering a plant. You know, when you water a plant, every time you put water on a plant, it helps the plant to grow. So every time that you are exposed to knowledge and wisdom about who you are, it's a process of watering your plant. Today, you are one step higher than you were yesterday, because you've now been exposed to knowledge that you were aware of, that was there. You may not have been aware of it, but you are watering your consciousness, beloved one. You're developing that muscle. You're developing that faith muscle. That is the muscle that's going to keep you moving in the direction where you need to move as a spiritual being. That we need to do that, because we, like I told you earlier, that same mind, Christ mind, is the mind that you and I want to be able to obtain. We want to be able to do those things that Jesus has done. Okay, at least we want to have an understanding. If it, you don't have to go out and be a minister, but enhance your own life. Just use those spiritual things to be able to make your life better. And of course, if you're able to make your life better, you want to be able to share and give to other people, because you did come here to serve humanity. You really did, beloved ones. It's part of you. Of course, you came here to improve on your own personal soul based on the karma that you needed to work out for you as an individual, but you didn't come here just for your own journey. Believe me, each one of us came here to be able to bring some light to the planet. And God knows we need more light on the planet right now. This planet is very dense and a lot of dark energy. So we need light workers. And all of you who are listening out here and in this state of consciousness and awareness of what we're talking about, you are light workers, whether you know it or not. And that you have something to share and something to give. And you don't have to do it to the mass of people, one-on-one, one-on-one. You can share with those who are open and receptive. We all are teachers. We all are ministers. We all are. Anytime you can share with someone and give someone some information to help enhance their lives or help to bring about the quality of life, we are doing ministry work. You see, beloved one, because each one teach one. If you have some information that's valuable and good for someone else, and if they are open and receptive, you be open up and receptive to be able to share with you. Don't keep all this knowledge inside of yourself and not share it with others, because when you open yourself up and you allow to express the information and knowledge that you are aware and conscious of and that you know that really works, then you will be able to, more will come in. It's almost like the vacuum system. You know, I don't know if you ever heard about it, for people who don't have a lot of clothes or need some clothes, clean out all the old stuff in your closet and open up room for the new stuff to come in. So it's the same way with knowledge. When you give it out, new knowledge will come in. You know, some days I wake up in the morning and I realize that I knew something that I didn't know yesterday, because I'm opening up the vacuum and allowing it to allow my soul, my spirit to be full with new knowledge and wisdom. And for you too, beloved one, every time you allow yourself to share with someone else and give them something from a spiritual level, you are opening yourself up for more wisdom and knowledge. And I know that you want that, and I know that you want it to be part of you, okay? So anyway, I want you, for all my mothers out there today, go enjoy yourself. You're deserving. You did a wonderful and magnificent job. You are great, and your children should have full appreciation for you taking your time out of your life journey to allow them to be able to come here and to be able to assist them in their earthly journey. So if they're not proud of you, then I'm proud of you. God is proud of you. So you go today knowing that you are one with God and you have a purpose and a divine direction. And we're grateful for you, moms. We're so grateful for you. And like I said earlier, if you have your mom still alive, go and show her some love today. Go and be with her, and or at least talk to her and let her know how much you appreciate her and how much you have appreciated her. So anyway, we're going to close today with a prayer. Again, I thank you for stopping by today. Like I said, we had a little challenge of technical this morning, but hopefully it all worked out. So anyway, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day of life, another wonderful day of living. We know, God, that you are the source. We know that you are the energy that lies within us and that we are connected to you, God. Give us faith to have full understanding of who we are. Open us up so we can be more in tune to you, God, and to be able to be more aware and conscious of who we are, that we will be able to utilize this energy and power that is inside of us to be able to raise our consciousness so we can be a light, that we can help someone else on the path, God. Just open us up each and every day and make us more understanding and more conscious of who we are. And most of all, God, help us in our faith muscle. Help us to develop the faith of who we are, that we transcend to a higher state of consciousness at all costs, that we will continue to move forth in that understanding and oneness and divine love of the God within us, that we will continue to allow that God energy to flow in our lives, that we are connected to you, God, just like a wave is in the ocean. You are in us. We are part of us. You are not separate from us, and we come with full understanding and full awareness that you are there and that you are blessing us and keeping us each and every day, that you have sent to us legions and of angels, and that we have our own guardian angels, and we thank those guardian angels for coming into our lives these days and supporting us and helping us to grow and helping us to become and supporting us and keeping us strong. We ask for divine blessings from our angels that we will continue to grow and continue to be more attuned and more aware of who we are. We thank you, God, for all that we go. And as we go into this week, we ask you for divine prayer for our country, God. Give this nation a well and understanding consciousness of who and whom they are. Help those leaders, those government leaders, to be able to do what is correct and to rise themselves to a higher state of consciousness and be able to bring forth the energy they need to be able to help the people. We pray and give thanks for all those beloved doctors and ones who are working on the front line with this virus to be able to support them and help them to be able to be more in tune to themselves and to be able to help them to move forward. Give them divine protection because they have sacrificed themselves to be assistant to humanity. And give us the ability to be humanity. Give us wisdom and knowledge for we can go and share and allow it to be, knowing that every time that we share knowledge and wisdom, we open ourselves up for more knowledge and wisdom. And we know that we so desire to have that wisdom and knowledge to come into our lives and be part of our lives. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful for you. Have a wonderful and marvelous day. Okay. Bless you.